back to the 15 Minutes with Frank podcast. I'm glad we're back. It's 2018, first 15 Minutes with Frank of the year, and I'm going to be so efficient this year. My podcast will be 15 minutes, or a little over 15 minutes, but at least for 15 minutes, and I'm glad you're here. Hey, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the social networks, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, I was going to say Snapchat, but we don't have a Snapchat. And the mailing list. You can still, if you haven't done so, join the email list. You can get my ebook, 10 Tips to Preaching, and it's yours forever and ever. As also, make sure you subscribe on iTunes and Google Play and wherever you are listening to this podcast. Hey, it's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks, and we're back. And this Sunday was a busy, busy Sunday. This past Sunday, I had a parent meeting right after our second service. And then we had our youth service. And I want to kind of talk about both within this podcast. I'm going to first talk about the parent meeting. So one thing I wanted to kick off the year, before we have any youth services, is to meet with the parents and tell them what the plan is. And so I did something very ambitious. I contacted every single family that's connected to my church who has a teenage child who is not infused. And so when I did that research to try to find all the families that were connected to our church that didn't have teenage kids, I had over 200 families. It's a lot of families. And I realized some of those families are families that don't even come to our church anymore. Or some of those families maybe attended our church once. Our database, as great as it is, it's kind of cumbersome to try to figure out who these families really are. But I emailed them. I actually mailed physical letters. And they came. They came to our parent meeting. Not all of them. That's not true. Like, a handful of them came to the parent meeting. But that handful are kids who've never been to the student ministry before, and that was great. And so our parent meeting went really simple. And a couple of people have asked me what I do at my parent meeting. Let me explain what I did. First, I had to sign up for the parent meeting. And the reason why I had to sign up for the parent meeting is I wanted to know how many people were there. Because that would dictate whether we did it in our youth room or if we did it in our sanctuary. After I had the sign up, you do like a Google form or a type form, something free like that. I calculated how many people would be there total. And so between the parents and their kids, the grand total for my context was over 100 people. And so around 60, my youth rooms begins to smell a bit musky. So I decided to have it in our sanctuary. So after all the families left the sanctuary and all of our youth families moved to the front of the sanctuary, I ordered probably over 30 pizzas. It was actually I was so proud about the amount of pizzas I ordered. I ordered 35 pizzas and 2 gluten-free pizzas, and I only had 3 pizzas left. And by 3 pizzas, I mean 3 pizza boxes, but even within those boxes, there were only like a couple slices in each box. So my math is the amount of people times 2.5 divided by 8. So if you have 100 people, multiply that by 2.5 because on average a person needs 2.5 slices between guys and girls. And then I divide that by 8 because there's 8 slices in every single box. And that's how many pizzas I buy. And I usually buy 1 or 2 extra because that's safe. And any pizzas I have left over, I give it to my youth that night. So it was perfect. So we had over 100 people between parents and kids and new people. Obviously, there were some parents who didn't want to come. You know, there's kids who aren't connected to our church, but connected to our student ministry, so their parents weren't going to be coming for whatever reason. But we had a decent turnout, man. I was really proud, really happy. So people ate pizza, and after about 30 minutes after that, I had all the small group leaders come up, and we introduced all the small group leaders one by one, by name, so that way the parents can actually have a face to the leader that is discipling their kids. And then we sent all the kids out with the small group leaders to go into the other room. From there, it was just the parents and me and one of my other leaders. And we kind of just tackled every single sermon series we're doing between now and May, basically, everything we're going to be preaching on. All the events that we're doing from now till our summer camp, which is in late July, early August. And then kind of like a couple handholds of ways the parents can help us. I took out snacks from my budget this year. And so I pleaded with the parents, please sign up to bring snacks. And I have snacks for the rest up till May. I am so thrilled about this, guys. I have snacks till May. This is amazing. Hopefully the parents actually bring it though, but I'm really stoked about it. And then from there, I talked about how I'm doing a parent newsletter. I'm revamping. I'm using the DYM newsletter creator. I'm revamping that to start using it in my ministry. I kind of put that to the side for a while because I wanted to have this parent meeting to kind of reinvigorate this kind of passion towards linking up with parents. And then we just kind of reiterated like how we are there for them and how we want to support them. From there, we did. I used a DYM Games app and I used a Pick Me app. And so, because I had to sign up, I put all their names in the Pick Me app and I gave away some prizes. I gave away some books. I gave away one free summer camp registration and a date night. It was a gift card for movies to go to the movies, and it was great. Parents loved it. The kids had fun in the games. Everyone enjoyed the pizza. It was a good parents meeting. So I didn't do any kind of like teaching time towards the parents. I didn't do any like a raising teenagers thing. I just basically talked about what we're doing in the student ministry. It was informal, but the way me and my co-leader was explaining the night, it wasn't just boring information. We also tried to explain like how we are trying to come alongside the parents to point their kids towards Jesus. So it was super, super dope. So after that was over, so that was from like noon till 2, then we had youth. And so we are doing something new this year. We're doing something called Fuse Fellowship Nights. And what Fuse Fellowship Nights are is once a month, we're going to have a night where instead of me teaching, we're going to have an extended small group time. And those extended small group times, what we're doing is having an opportunity for the students and the small group leader to have intentional time to talk about what's going on in their life, what they need prayer for, what they need to vent about. Because on a normal small group night, they have so much time to like talk about their prayer requests and what's going on at home, and they have so much time to talk about what is like the actual topics, the questions for the small groups. And what we've noticed is that like we either are shortening the discussion time for their prayer requests, or we're shortening the questions. And so we were hoping, we're trying this year, if we shorten if we have this extended time once a month, and it's not going to be really once a month, it's going to be probably three times this semester because the way the calendar falls. But if we extend, we have one night where it's just small group time and we're just fellowshipping, then perhaps the rest of the weeks we can highlight these certain issues but not spend so much more time on it, so we can actually dive into these questions and we get a proportional amount for each thing. So that's what we did on Sunday night, on our youth night. And so we had our leader meeting. We kind of went over how everyone's doing in DYM University. We talked about what the schedule of the night is, and all that stuff was good. After that, the doors opened. Kids started coming in. Music was playing. And then we had our countdown video. We did our bad joke of the day that we've been doing all year. And then we started talking about announcements. And our announcements, we talked about Big Winter Weekend, which is our upcoming winter retreat that we're looking forward to. And we hyped it up so much that we added something to this. And then here's another thing that we're risking and we're trying here, that we're giving every student in our youth group two free registrations to give to their friends. So every person can bring up to two friends for free to Big Winter Weekend. And so hopefully that means that we have a bunch of kids that have never been connected to our youth group before, that are actually friends with these kids, and they can hear the gospel, hear what God is doing, all this awesome stuff. And I can't wait to see who's going to come throughout this for this thing. And so then we spent some time giving out these cards that have these personalized discount codes on the back, so that way when a kid signs up, they can use that code and go to Big Winter Weekend for free. Then we played two games. One game was a game called Would You Rather, which was in our DYM. If you're a DYM member, you had the free game. We played that game. And that game was okay. Again, it was one of those Would You Rather games where, like, would you rather do this or would you rather do that? And the kids would stand up and move one way or the other. But our space is so cramped. Like, they're just, like, climbing over each other. And some kids just give up. And they're just saying, I'm just going to stand here because the points don't matter. There are no points. You're just moving one side to the other. And so those games, it's rough. It's not that it's a bad game. It's just, it doesn't. There has to be more excitement for my kids to want to move one way or the other. And then I made a new game. I haven't seen any other youth groups do this. And so we'll see. I took a couple of videos. I'll post it on the Instagram so you can see it, and the Facebook. But we played the match game. And so if you go to the show notes, I'll link the Instagram, but I'll also link to a YouTube video of the Match Game. So this Match Game is from the 70s and 80s. It's a classic game show, but they've revamped it recently on ABC, and the host is like Alec Baldwin. And basically you have like a bunch of celebrities, like six celebrities, and you have two like normal contestants. And the way you play is you have like a normal trivia question, and not trivia question, like a quote, like a, or like a phrase rather, like let's say you have someone in your youth group, like a leader named Jim, right? And so the phrase will be like, Jim was hungry one night, and so he decided to go to the grocery store, and he ran immediately to aisle 8 to buy blank. When he came home, he ate it so fast, he ate super fast and went to sleep. So the group of contestants, the celebrities, they're all gonna write what they think is that thing they bought, and the student or the contestant, whatever, the non-celebrity, they have to write what they think the blank is to match as many people as they can. So let's say the word was chocolate, right? Like the, Jim went to the store and went straight to the section that had the chocolate, right? He ate that. So of the six celebrities, three of them wrote the word chocolate, right? If the contestant wrote chocolate as his as the blank, then he would get 3 points for that. But he wouldn't get points for the other people. This will make sense if you watch the YouTube video, and maybe it'll make sense on the Instagram, depending on how the video came out. But like it was a super fun game, and so we made all the phrases based of our youth group, like based in our context of like our leaders, and so it was really really silly, and it kind of kept the kids riveted. It was a fun game, and we used the DYM scoreboard in the DYM Games app. To keep the points. It was a great game. Then we transitioned to worship and saying, build your kingdom here for you and build my life. And then we talked about our three expectations. So after 2.5 years, over 2.5 years, no, it's 2.5 years, just 2.5 years of being here, we have decided to finally have some rules in our student ministry, some kind of rules to believe in. But we didn't want to call it rules, so we called it expectations. And so what we're saying is for every student who walks in our door, here are our three expectations that we have for all of us. The first one is, I'm gonna have to look it up because I wrote it in such a way that I wanted to keep this wording. And I want to make sure that I tell you what that wording is. The first one is, oh my goodness, let me see if I can find it. I don't know where it is or where I had it. But I got some of these. I got it from one of the DYM University videos where it talked about rules. And I thought, like, oh man, like this, like or not rules, but like discipline and like ideas on how to talk about discipline or discipline your students. And so this is where that idea came from. And we, instead of calling it rules, we call it expectations. So the first one is this, is have fun when it's time to have fun and think when it's time to think. That's expectation number one. Have fun when it's time to have fun and think when it's time to think. And so I said, like, when we're playing games, no one's on the sidelines. Everyone's participating. Everyone's having a good time. But when it's time to reflect, when it's time to worship, when it's time to hear God's word, when it's time to be in small group, that's not the time to be silly and goofy. To be silly and goofy is when you're supposed to have fun. Now is the time to think. And so when a leader comes up to you and it says, hey, it's time to think now, or hey, now it's time to have fun, you know exactly what you should be doing. The other expectation, if my thing wants to load, and it's not loading right now, is I should have these memorized, right? Was be where you're supposed to be when it's time to be there. And so basically, like, there shouldn't be any roaming around or not being in the right room or like sneaking out during youth service and stuff like that. So what we tell students is, if you're going to like the bathroom, that's fine. Go to the bathroom that's here, not the bathroom that's across the way, you know. Or when the kid's like, I just want to go onto the lobby. Like, no, you can't go in the lobby. You're supposed to be in the youth room, or you're supposed to be in the small group room. Like, those are the expectations we have for them. And then the last expectation is respect everyone, respect everything. And so when we talk about creating a safe space in small group, now is not the time to be little or make fun or especially bully, but it's time to be respectful and listen and trust the leader. If the student's saying something whack, the leader will address it and talk about it appropriately. But your job is to uh, is to be present and to be loving and compassionate and helping each other push people each other towards Jesus. But it's also to respect everything. And so we talk about, like, a lot of times, sometimes the students during snack time, they'll bring their snack to the chair they're sitting in, and they'll make a huge mess under their seat, and then they'll just leave and not throw away the trash, and the leaders are left to pick up all the trash. So we said, like, we should respect the room we're in, respect everything, respect the settings we're in. Don't trash places. That's not respecting everything. And so those are the expectations we had, and the kids get it. I riffed on a couple of them, made jokes, called some kids out, not like called them out, but like used them as examples, like fake examples to kind of explain what the expectations are. And it went over well. And so hopefully we're going to print some of these signs up throughout our youth room so that way the students can remember these expectations. And we're going to hopefully use that vernacular often from up front. And the leaders will say it often about what those expectations are. After that, I explained what Fuse Fellowship Nights are and kind of how we can look forward to this throughout the year. And we dismissed them. And they had probably over an hour in small groups. And each small group did something different. Some small groups played a game and then prayed. Some small groups kind of just had some kind of activities where they would write down like their resolutions and what they want 2018 to look like. Some rooms just sat in a room and talked. And like, you know, had three or four icebreaker questions, and they just chatted the entire time. But all of them all ended in prayer. And that was my one thing I said. I said, you can do whatever you want in this time, whatever you think will build you guys closer together, but you must end in some sort of taking prayer requests and praying for one another. That's all I asked for them. And it was great, and I'm super encouraged. We have our kid that I've been talking about the past couple podcasts ago where he has some sort of he's on the spectrum of autism, and we had a flare up last night where he like went and hit somewhere, hit somewhere, and we found him like 30 minutes after youth group, and we talked to his mom, and we're still processing this. And so I'm hoping through this podcast over the next several weeks and months, I can help you if anyone else is having a student that's on the spectrum of autism or any other special needs students, like we can talk about this, like how are you handling to make a safe environment for all students, but also a welcoming environment for students with special needs. It's been a journey, and I mean, the good news is after the night was over and the kid went home and he did through, you know, he was angry and he threw stuff. We talked about his leaders and we all smiled and said, we're not like saying he shouldn't be here. We just have to figure out what does him being here look like. And that's a great attitude. We want him to be here, you know? So with that being said, I think my time is certainly up. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you join the social networks. Make sure you go to the show notes. Big things are coming up in the next couple of weeks. I'm not going to say anything else besides that. Be on the lookout on some other social networks, other social media accounts of things that are happening. I'm excited about it. With that being said, until next week, bye, buddies.